All the news from across South Yorkshire and the world. This is Chef News.
It's 1 o'clock. This is Chef News. Commemorations are taking place across South Yorkshire today to mark exactly a year since Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Earlier today, the Prime Minister led a minute's silence outside Number 10. Rishi Sunak was joined by his wife, the Ukraine's ambassador to the UK, and by members of the Ukrainian Armed Forces. The country's national anthem was sung to mark the end of the silence. Meanwhile, a vigil is set to take place in Sheffield tonight at the Peace Gardens. A memorial event took place at the cathedral last night. Reverend Dr. Casey Strine led the commemoration.
If we can do something that both allows people to mark the tragedy and to remember those who've lost lives and had lives disrupted, but also provide some hope to continue on in the process, I think that's a really important service that we can provide to the Ukrainian community and the city more widely.
Sheffield has been ranked one of the most desired places in the country for Brits to live, with places like London and Manchester taking the other top spots. According to research done by comparethemarket.com, the list is based off the number of moving-related Google searches from the last year. We spoke to the people of Sheffield to see what they think about living in the city.
I don't think it's as good now as it used to be. I think it's really gone down. I think council are killing Sheffield. Sad to say, but we're a lot better 20 years ago.
I've always loved Sheffield. It's my favourite city. Bit of history, if you look around you can still see the architecture. I'm not so fond on the new stuff, but it's a beautiful city.
Traffic problems are continuing in central Sheffield after major disruption this morning. A burnt out black Mercedes has been removed from Moore Street after crashing into the barriers entering the roundabout. Henry Hurt reports.
I'm here just off Moore Street watching a recovery vehicle lift away a burnt down Mercedes which has had an accident just off the roundabout. Debris has been shot all over the path and cycle lane, and there's still a significant police presence. Though traffic is still moving pretty easily around the area, the road has been completely cordoned off while they deal with the remainder of the ash and other debris left by the Mercedes.
Spencer Matthews is retracing the steps of his brother who disappeared on Mount Everest in 1999 at the age of 22. The Made in Chelsea star and podcaster is helped by Bear Grylls and record-breaking mountaineer Nirmal Nins Purger in a new Disney Plus documentary. Finding Michael premieres on the streaming platform next Friday.
Chef weather.
The weather now is slightly cloudy with outbreaks of light rain clearing southwards. Brighter skies will follow for the afternoon with a chance for few isolated light showers feeding in off the North Sea, breezy and turning colder. And tonight, largely dry with clear spells overnight, although there will continue to be a few showers feeding into coastal areas. Drier inland with a patchy frost in few places, breezy for most.
More news, more sport, more weather, and more of what matters to you.
That's the latest. There's more at Chef News Online.